The host, Samuel Brown, and the guest speaker, Professor Davidson, are talking about child labor in a radio program. As we all know, the issue of child labor has aroused worldwide concern. First, I'd like to know what child labor is.
Well, child labor includes all work that harms children and keeps them out of school. Many children work legally under safe conditions while going to school full-time. They do housework chores or help out at a family farm or business before or after school, but these are not child labor.
I see. How many kids work as child laborers in the world now?
At least 250 million children between 5 to 14 years of age.
5 to 14 years old? What kind of work can such young children do?
Well, 7 out of 10 work in agriculture, but numerous children work in other dangerous jobs. For instance, they are found working in mines, making sports goods and garments, making matches and fireworks in factories, breaking stones, working as porters in hotels.
What makes child labor such a big problem?
First of all, it's so widespread. It does not exist just in the developing world, but in the United States and Europe as well. And it's so dangerous. Children are often exposed to dangerous chemicals and made to use dangerous machinery that's inappropriate to their mental and physical development. Worst of all, the problem is often hidden or invisible.
It's really a gloomy picture. Is there anything to do to end child labor and bring them back to school and their own families?
There is no magic answer. However, we do know that education is the most powerful enemy of child labor. Children have the right to an education. Education helps children, their families, and their communities break the cycle of poverty, ignorance, exploitation, and social custom.